Tonight on IFAF.
Idaho Falls and freezing.
Temperature or Netflix?
Both.
I think we're all allowed a good rant.
Yeah.
But I think that was a little overboard.
I never had Just Dance, but one of my friends had Just Dance, and it was like the thing to do on a Friday night.
It smells like Christmas.
Yeah.
It smells like Christmas.
IFAF. Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative, Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Good evening, ungovernables, outliers, independent thinkers. Welcome to the big shoe. We promise not to freeze on you or buffer or any of that. Like the Paul Tyson fight.
Yeah, we're not on Netflix, so you should be fine.
Yeah, maybe one day.
Yeah.
Hit that like button, follow, subscribe, whatever you got to do to let the algorithm know you're into Idaho Falls infotainment, opinion, bad jokes, and dad jokes. Mm-hmm. On tonight's episode, Paul versus Tyson. Of course, you know we're going
to
talk about that.
Yeah, of course we've got to. Sorry, it was a big event.
More loud boom. Yeah, if you were even able to see it without the freezing or the buffering. Mm-hmm. More loud booms in Rigby and Rexburg.
Uh-huh.
Shaq and Gronk. Crunk. It's hard to say. Bad marketing.
And good marketing.
There's some good marketing in there, too. Also, one Idaho Falls man came up with a very clever name for the Idaho Lottery Scratch Game Naming Contest.
And it sounds super cute.
New restaurants opening and more.
Because we love food.
Are you ready, kids?
Nar.
Well, that was anticlimactic.
Yeah, that's what's so cool about it.
Was that an Australian no?
Yes. So, when I was a kid, here's something kind of funny. I was really into the movie, or not movie, TV show Lost.
Yes.
As I think was most of the population. Uh-huh. Kind of a shame that they fumbled the ball at the end, but whatever.
Yeah, 15 years ago or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But my cousin and I were obsessed with the character Claire, who spoke in an Australian accent. Wow, that's hard to say, an Australian.
It is.
What's even harder to say, and what she picked up on and taught me, was the fact that they don't say no, they say nar.
Yeah, and who's the guy? Let's see. He started out, I think his name is Churdleys. Either he is Mormon or he parodies Mormons and Mormonism, or at least that's how he started out.
Oh, yeah, the TikToker you showed me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy teaching this Australian woman how to say no.
How to teach an Australian to say no. Let's begin. Repeat after me. No.
No.
That is not correct. No, spelt N-O.
No.
And the way he spells it is crazy, but it's like N-A-U-R-W, it's I-E-I-G-H or something. But when you listen to her say it, it sounds like she starts off by saying no.
Yeah.
If she could just stop herself sooner.
Right.
She'd have it. But then it turns into nar. And then it turns into r.
Yes. Yeah. So that's exactly how my cousin taught me way back in the day.
Nar.
She was like, you say no, but you sort of add to it. It's ner.
Yeah. Ner. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't think the r at the end is really supposed to be audible. It's just sort of what happens when you stop speaking, but your mouth is still open in that position.
Right. Right.
Nar.
Mm-hmm.
Nar.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more of a gust of air.
Right, right. It's sort of like when you drink a Coke. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're not trying to vocalize. It just sort of happens.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I love that Churdleys guy.
Right.
Well, since we're talking about how to talk, how to say things, last episode, let's just get going here.
Yeah, why not?
Last episode, we were talking about Veterans Day and how my son was a Marine and still is.
I was going to say,
everything's fine.
Was?
And
did
how
he have a career change?
Yeah, the Marines have the expression, oorah.
Yes.
And they can sort of deviate from that and bastardize it to their heart's content, really.
Right.
Hooray is one.
Hoorah?
No.
Really?
Once you start, once you start putting an H in front of it, then it goes to, okay, so the Marines own oorah.
Okay.
That's their cheer.
Uh-huh.
That's their let's go.
Yeah.
The Army owns hoo-ah.
Okay.
Do you remember Al Pacino in Scent of a Woman?
Yes.
Hoo-ah.
Yeah, of course.
Hoo-ah.
Hoo-ah.
And the Navy owns Hoo-ya.
Okay. So, but who owns Hey-ya?
Outcast.
Thank you.
Faux shizzle.
Do you remember that on Just Dance?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I kind of want to own Just Dance for the first time in my life. I never have. I had all of the rock bands. I never had Just Dance, but one of my friends had Just Dance and it was like the thing to do on a Friday night.
Oh yeah.
It was awesome.
It was either, you were either a Just Dance household or a rock band household. Maybe there were both.
I mean, you know what? That's like the theater kid family mm-hmm. house, you know, like they do yeah. all of the things, but yeah, we were a rock band household. But I think I really, like, in my heart, wanted to be a Just Dance household.
Yeah. Yeah. It seemed like the Just Dance people had more fun. I actually credit Just Dance and American Idol mm-hmm. with the top 40-ification of adult contemporary at the time I was programming it. So I came along.
Right.
There was a guy who was on the radio for like 25 years, and he was a legend.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a voice like this. Anybody? Mm-hmm. Lots of people remember Wayne Richards still, I'm sure.
Right.
And then I came along, and I was a bit younger.
Yeah,
and
a young gun.
Well, and I started noticing the trends on the charts, and I'm like, hey, we got to start. Basically, adult contemporary was moving away from the Celine Dions and the Michael Boltons and the Michael Bublés. And mm-hmm. there's one that's tough for me to say. Michael Bublé.
I love Michael Bublé. Like, I am genuinely.
At least you can say it.
Like, I think I am, like, the quintessential, like, white, like, you know, middle-aged housewife, because I love Michael Bublé.
And Christmas music is coming.
I'm none of those things except for white, but you know.
And he's like the new Mr. Christmas.
Oh, I know. He's so good.
Yeah, his version of It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas with that magical 30-second sort of tinkling intro is just gorgeous.
Don't even get me started. And to be fair, as a 7-year-old, my very first and my – actually, no, sorry. It was my 8th birthday. But as a 7-year-old, I asked for Frank Sinatra. A CD by him because I loved him so much. Mm-hmm. And that was my very first CD that I personally owned. So, of course, I love Michael Bublé.
Yeah. Anyway, we started moving away from the elevator music and more toward Top 40 Light with Katy Perry and stuff like that.
And some Pink.
Yeah.
Love Pink.
So anyway, I credit Just Dance and American Idol with that happening, you know, sort of bringing Top 40 music mm-hmm. into the mainstream.
Right.
Where it's been for the last... 20 years?
Yeah.
Has it been 20 years?
It definitely has,
15 or 20. So, continuing along this subject line, we had a couple of people comment about our, so we're in the comments and follow-ups right now, a couple of people comment on what I guess I term now the LDS male speech pattern stylings.
Yes, yeah.
Which are typically styled after whoever the president of the LDS church is.
Yeah.
Russell M. Nelson right now mm-hmm. was Thomas S. Monson, right?
Yeah.
Thomas M. Monson?
S.
Oh, I'm going to burn in hell for that one.
Right? You had it right the first time. You're fine.
Okay. And somebody said, yeah, it's code switching.
Uh-huh.
You know who has a great bit on this?
Uh-huh.
Is Trevor Noah.
Right.
He talks about how he went to, I think, one of his first stand-up shows that he was doing in Baltimore or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he got pulled aside by a brother who was like, hey, yo, let me holla at you for a minute. And he does the voice really well.
Yeah, you code.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You do some code switching.
Yeah.
When you're black and you're with whites, you know, you can speak suburban white.
Yeah.
But when you're black and you're with some brothers,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Or like you say, you speak fluent Mormon.
Yeah, fluent LDS.
Yeah.
I mean, and I sort of meant that in terms of terminology.
Right.
Although I'm still not sure between the difference between a stake center and a ward.
Oh, I can explain that to
okay.
you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Okay, so basically the wards are like the smaller groups.
Oh.
A stake is like a bunch of wards. So it's sort of like...
So when I'm driving through a neighborhood and I see that typical LDS church, what is that?
So each church house holds two wards, an earlier session and a later session. They're two different congregations, but they obviously are like following the same path, doing the same thing.
Don't mean the same building. Okay.
Right. But then there's the stake, which has a whole bunch of wards in it. So it's like, it's kind of like a regional manager versus a district manager.
Okay.
You know, or like a
store manager. Is there an assistant to the regional manager?
There is. Yeah. But no. I mean, there's the, who's right under the bishop?
The Bishop Rick.
Yes. Yep. Well, okay. I mean, they're kind of, the Bishop Rick is kind of a...
Bishop Morty?
Yeah, right. The Bishopric is like a bunch of guys, but you know, it's fine.
Some people can, you know, sort of talk in both worlds.
Right.
I think Kamala Harris got some shit this election cycle for putting on the black scent.
Right.
At times. Like, I think I saw her same speech delivered to blacks versus whites.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, her inflection was a little bit different.
Sure.
Her affectation was a little bit different.
Yeah.
But
I mean, sorry that she knows her audience.
Right. Yeah.
Joking, but you know.
As I was confirming whether or not it was oorah or hoorah for the Marines, I was reminded that the Marine emblem or Marine motto is Semper Fi, Semper Fidelis.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, oh, it's almost Christmas time. Where are we singing Adeste Fidelis?
Right.
And I was like, wait a minute, what does Fidelis mean? Oh, that's faithful.
Right.
Semper Fidelis is always faithful. Adeste Fidelis is O come all ye faithful. And now we know some Latin.
Yeah.
Veni, vidi, vici.
Which also.
Bitches.
Recently, I was rewatching The Haunted Mansion with Eddie Murphy.
Mm.
And at one point, his daughter reads a Latin inscription on a tombstone. And like, she's supposed to be like 10 or 13, between 10 and 13 in the movie. I don't remember. I'm sorry. I've seen like, you know, recently, but not that recently. And unrealistic, incorrect. Yeah.
Yeah, show me a tween that knows Latin.
Right. I mean, to be fair, I knew some Latin in high school because, you know, you learn biology and stuff like that and they teach you all the root words. And I feel like I was really well-versed back in the day, but
sure,
not to that extent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another follow-up. Hockey pucks, come to find out, aren't heavier when frozen.
What?
But freezing them does have an effect on the puck. They're made of vulcanized rubber,
okay,
and so they glide smoother and faster and bounce less when they're frozen.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
That makes sense. All right.
Or they freeze the puck. And thanks, Lane, for our puck. And thanks, Lane, because so Utah won the night we went, the Outliers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the next night, not only did the Spud Kings win, but we had a hat trick, and that means Virgin Riverland and Cattle Company donated $500 to the Snake River Animal Shelter.
Which is so awesome. There are some really great pets there right now, too.
Yeah, that's right. You actually are on the page quite a bit.
I am, yeah. I do a little pet of the week with the wolf. So I switch between the Idaho Falls Animal Shelter and the Snake River Animal Shelter.
96-1 and 102-1 the wolf.
Yeah. And I actually talked about Jax most recently.
Right.
He is a peanut butter bone loving boy. He's like an Australian Shepherd / Jack. No, not maybe Jack Terrier mix. I don't remember.
Okay.
I can only do so much, but he's so cute.
Yeah.
But my cat of the week last week actually got adopted, and that's so great.
Oh, yay. I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah. Special little baby.
Carly loves her critters.
I do. I do love my critters.
And finally, on the follow-ups, we now have four people who have recognized one or both of us in public from the podcast.
This was the first time that I was recognized in public without you.
Yeah.
Which I thought was kind of fun and special and cool.
Oh, I predict that's going to happen more and more. Yeah.
I doubt it, but we'll see. We'll see. But yeah, thank you, Megan, for saying hi to me at Fred Meyer's last weekend. I was there with the wolf doing Toys for Tots and stuff, which, by the way, if you haven't donated and you know, want to do something nice for Christmas, such a great charity to give to.
'Tis the season, as you can tell by our holiday tree.
Yeah.
Behind and to the right of Carly a little bit.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But anyway, it was her and her husband, Brock. She said hi. I thought it was really nice.
All right, Megan and Brock. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
You know, I ended up telling him about Reba, the TV show, not the person, because the husband in that is also named Brock.
Okay.
And I was like, y'all should watch it. It's a really good comfort show, because it is.
Let's go back to the election a little bit, because Pocatello Chubbuck School District 25 is investigating comments allegedly made by Century High School teacher Lori Lombard after screenshots appeared to show her wishing, quote, an unwanted pregnancy on a Trump supporter.
Right.
Now, my first question is, do screenshots count anymore?
Oh, good point.
With AI and Photoshop.
Yeah.
You know, is that really... I don't know, because I know there's sometimes, is it EXIF data or metadata contained in an image that will tell, you know, when it was taken and stuff, but can't you even fudge that too?
There are ways, but I think that that's a lot harder and you have to have a lot more know-how.
I'm not a cyber forensicologist.
Yeah.
I can't even pronounce that job.
I'm not a computer cop.
Anyway, she also appeared to describe the individual she was posting about as pathetic looking and asked them to cover your profile picture, saying, seriously, cover your profile picture.
You are pathetic looking
and are opening yourself to ridicule. Everyone will know you can't get a woman and don't have children unless you forced yourself on some poor woman.
Okay, but my question is,
whoa,
is he ugly? Because I think that's important to the conversation.
Yeah. Can we see a picture? Can we see his face?
Yeah. Like, I think that's important context.
You're not entirely
kidding.
Did she have a point? Look, I mean, I think we're all, especially in this superheated, overcharged environment these days, I think we're all allowed a good rant.
Yeah.
From time to time.
Right.
But I think that was a little overboard.
Here's the thing.
If that truly happened.
Okay, first off, let's break this down a little further. Mm-hmm. And let's say, okay, a woman is bitter and angry and speaking out of that over her rights being repealed. I get that to an extent.
I get that too. And that actually leads me to, I think, the point I would put on this.
Mm-hmm.
Not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. They might be giants. Birdhouse in your soul.
Good job.
Album Flood, year 1990. So the point I would put on it is this. There's a great quote by Nietzsche, don't hold that against him, that goes, be careful when fighting monsters that you do not become one yourself.
Right.
I think we've mentioned that on this show before.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is people feel like they're fighting such a holy war and a righteous battle.
Right.
That they should win by any means necessary,
mm-hmm.
which becomes becoming a monster. And look, we're a nation of shit talkers.
Right.
We do it right here.
Yeah.
The president of the United States does it and will continue to do it on Twitter now X.
Yeah, right.
But when you go off the rails and, you know, hold up a effigy of the president's severed head like Kathy Griffin or, you know, pop a blood vessel in your forehead like Robert De Niro, who still hasn't left the country.
Right.
You know, then you're the asshole. You know, then you're becoming, you know, how can people take you seriously when you can't keep your shit together?
Well, but also we
allegedly.
But also we have to understand that there is hyperbole.
Yes.
You know, and realistically, like.
Absolutely.
I think what she's really trying to do is illustrate a point. You know,
you wouldn't be so happy about Trump winning the presidency if you were a pregnant woman with an unwanted child.
Right.
Maybe would have been a better way to word that.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing, too. A lot of people, so there have been studies done that show that, like, certain groups of people don't necessarily have as much empathy as other groups.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, for example, men
Serial
versus
killers.
Women or something like that.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Right.
Like, there are people who are socialized to have more empathy than others.
Valid.
You know? And really what she's trying to do is say, this is going to be your problem in the right circumstance, if this is what she said at all.
Right,
period.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
It reminds me a lot of this phrase that I read once called, there's no moral abortion except for my abortion.
Right. Well, sure. I mean, how many conservatives have been called out when they're, you know, anti-schmushmortion, but have had one themselves?
Exactly.
Or paid for one.
Exactly.
Hey, while we're talking trash, can I just get mine out of the way early?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like throw it on the curb so you can go to work without worrying about the dump truck?
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Let's talk bad market. No, I'm sorry. I don't want to put a label on it. Let's talk marketing in East Idaho. You tell me if you think this is effective.
Okay.
The first one I saw this past week was for a show that said 70% sold out. So you mean not sold out, but you just wanted to use the word sold out?
Yeah.
You mean
70%
tickets
sold?
Still left? Yeah, right. I think there'd be a better way to word that.
Yeah. I actually got a flyer in my door for a show that was going on that same day saying, hey, you should come to this.
Oof.
And I didn't get it until I got home later that day after the thing had already started.
Oh,
like,
man.
Like, that's ineffective, my guy. To the point where it actually made me wonder if it was a scam.
Right. Or the producer paid somebody to do door flyers and they should have done it a week ago.
Right.
And they're like, oh, shit, that's today.
Right. Yeah, I wonder. Or maybe it's like the Wet Bandits and they're putting them there so they can time when people get home.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, come back a week later and if the card's still there, they're going to
They're
gonna break in. They're going to home alone you.
Yeah. Or even like, you know, they're driving by every 2 hours to get a time frame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, there's this guy who's used some white poster board and put it on like a couple of sticks and planted it in a yard.
Uh-huh.
Taken a photo of that and used that as his marketing on Facebook.
Okay.
And it's almost like that, you know, the guy, the anime guy looking at the butterfly saying, is this
right.
is a this, thing?
Yeah.
Is this marketing?
Right.
I don't know what his business is. And the reason I don't know what the business is it's completely ineffective.
Okay.
Because like when you're reading it on your phone, like at least use one of them thick Sharpies.
Yeah, right.
Maybe it's just for a lawn mowing service. Mm-hmm. And I understand you're starting out at the bottom and we've all been there.
Right, yeah.
But use a thicker Sharpie or something. Or
I mean, to be fair, the thick Sharpies and the thin Sharpies actually cost the exact same amount of money.
Okay.
So.
Or get one of those teenage girls in high school who makes the
The bubble letters?
Yeah. Brittany for cheerleader.
Yes.
Posters to do it for you.
Yeah, right? That's where it's at.
Vote Dave for Dave's Lawn Service.
Like, girls who are mildly into graphic design really do a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And any girl these days with Canva or AI.
Right, right. One thing I will say is that I know that that is actually a marketing strategy of its own to do it like really crappily because it sort of makes people drop their guard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's about like selling your home for super cheap, that's a scam. Don't do it. But yeah, there's like a whole psychological reason behind it and stuff.
And then I saw, and I don't know if this is a local business, so I do want to tread lightly.
Okay.
But I saw an ad for, I guess there's a Santa company, and they're coming around to your house and as Santa.
Oh, that's nice.
You can hire
nice.
Santa for like $199 to come to your house and do a thing.
So only the bougie kids get it. I get it. I see it.
Or whatever. How it is. Large groups, whatever,
kidding,
you know.
Kidding, but yeah.
The thing that I didn't get was they've got these hoodies, because like the name of their company is something Santa.
Mm-hmm.
Like visits from Santa or something. But they've got these hoodies that are, and look, I'm a little, you want to talk bougie. I know my AI, I know my free text to image AI generators. And this was obviously Microsoft Bing's.
Okay.
It has a certain style.
Wow.
At least right now.
Huh.
There's Bing, there's Google, and there's there's the AI test kitchen from Google that's a little bit different with
right.
Gemini and stuff, I think, as well.
Well, and I know that you like to play around with AI, but the fact that you can like, you know, smell out which one came, like what came from which,
because
is, I think, impressive.
When we have treat time later this episode, the intro is all AI.
Yeah.
It's going to blow your mind. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it looks like a five-year-old did it because I did it. But anyway, AI, I think, is a great idea starter.
Right.
But not a final form.
Right.
And so anyway, there's two Santas mm-hmm. on this hoodie mm-hmm. for the company that offers Santa. So if you ever want to confuse a kid, what do? You show them two Santas in the same place at the same time, first of all.
Right.
Second of all, maybe it's to indicate that we have, you know, multiple Santas. Because if any kids are listening, it's common knowledge among adults that there are different representatives of Santa.
Yeah.
And Santa ambassadors, so to speak, that go, you know, and serve in Santa's stead.
Yeah.
But they've got a direct line of communication to the real Santa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they all have a little part of Santa, you know, in their heart and soul.
Yeah, Santa's got a bunch of brothers.
But like, you don't see a Jesus Saves hoodie and there's two Jesuses.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right, even though they're a different sects of Christianity.
If you saw two Jesuses, you'd be like, oh no, it's finally happening. Which one do I shoot?
Right.
Which one's the real Jesus?
It's Jesus and Jesus.
Okay. That's just my two cents. And if you're a local company, I'm so sorry and I wish you the best. Although, when I'm reading your materials and it talks about how all of your Santa ambassadors have had background checks, that made me go, oh, yeah, I'm allowing a stranger into my home to scope the place out for an hour and a half.
Right,
right. Is that just me? That's probably just me.
I mean, the fact that they've had background checks, I actually think is a really great point. I'm glad that they said that.
I will tell you, and I haven't talked to him this year, but I assume he's doing it, one William Talbot on Facebook.
Oh, he's a good Santa.
Oh, makes the best Santa.
Yeah. Yeah, he's one of Santa's cousins, I think.
And then, well, finally, mm-hmm. while we're on the topic of bad marketing, Quality Inn and Suites, I'm sorry, Comfort Suites.
Right.
Can you change the sign on top of the tallest building in town? Your 8-story hotel?
Yeah.
It says Quality Inn and Suites when you're really comfort suites, and you have been at least for the last 18 months, mm-hmm. because I know we did it on one of our first shows.
Right. Well, and also when you make a reservation, don't they specifically say, hey, it says this, but it's actually that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have to send an email to the people who have booked a stay at your fine establishment saying, hey, our sign's wrong, maybe you ought to change the sign.
I mean, how many years does it take?
Yeah. You know,
maybe they want to make sure that they like the location first. It's worth the time and effort.
This is business. You don't try your shit out in public. You do it in your little test kitchen on the side.
Well, and also one would think that you could just move the sign.
And while we're on the subject of signs that have the wrong name of the business, mm-hmm. let's go down a block to the Visit Idaho Falls experience. Mm-hmm. Do you remember how excited we were when Visit Idaho Falls experience rebranded to the Visit Idaho Falls experience?
Oh, yeah. Like grand opening.
From the East Idaho Visitor Center mm-hmm. to the Visit Idaho Falls.
Yes.
From the just passing through to we're a destination now.
Yeah.
Which I think is beautiful branding and a great idea.
Yes, I agree.
What do you think the sign still says?
Does it say East Idaho Visitor Center?
Wah, wah. So here's the sign. Let's zoom in on the window sticker real quick. Oh, I see. They've got a window sticker that says Visit Idaho Falls Experience. That's something.
Okay, wait. I was going to say, like, that's better than nothing. Especially because realistically, who needs a sign? People who aren't familiar with it.
Right.
People
who are looking for, because when you're on Google Maps and you're from out of town, which is the exact demographic of the person they want visiting the Visit Idaho Falls experience, it says on the phone, Visit Idaho Falls experience.
Yes, exactly.
But when you drive up to it, you see the East Idaho Visitor Center sign.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, when you change your name from Burger Villa to Burger City, you change your sign too.
Yeah. Well, and realistically, I think people can put the puzzle pieces together. And despite that, if we want to make sure that the branding is good and consistent and people know that we are the quality town that we are, we got to make sure that things are consistent.
We only say these things because we care. What's most disappointing, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed. Chamber of Commerce. What's most disappointing about it is we went an entire tourist season.
Yeah.
They rebranded to the Visit Idaho Falls experience like in the spring.
Yeah.
We went through an entire tourist season with the wrong sign. And are mm-hmm. we planning on going through the next one with the wrong sign too?
I think it depends on how much the sign is too, you know?
Are we doing this or not? Now let's talk about some good marketing.
Yeah.
There's a billboard. Maybe you saw this TikTok this past week. Uh-huh. There's a billboard in Utah for a hot tub company. Check it out. It says, we heart soaking too.
They know their demographic.
Oh! Hot.
That's funny. Hot tubs.
Hot tubs. Anyway, I guess... they had Karen call and had to take it down.
I'm sorry that you're a killjoy. That must be so hard.
What a bummer.
Can you imagine killing all of the joy in your life?
Uh-huh.
That would be really sad.
Probably not one of the secret lives of Mormon wives, Karens, because I hear they enjoy that sort of thing too.
Well, but they have to renounce it publicly, right. So it still could be them.
You know who deserves a treat for the holidays? That's right, you do. You deserve Thor's chocolate.
I know I deserve a white chocolate raspberry.
Yes, you do.
The best artisan chocolate in East Idaho, beyond anything you've tasted before, with bold, smooth, delicious flavors, dark milk and white chocolates, with a few keto-friendly options as well.
Made from bean to the bar in Idaho Falls, thorschocolate.com. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 25% off your first purchase. Thor's Chocolate, fit for the gods.
Do you want locally raised beef for the holidays or to feed your family through the winter? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound butcher boxes with steaks, roasts, and ground beef.
Look at this sirloin stir fry we just made tonight.
Ooh la la.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience too. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
And they're proud to donate $500 to the Snake River Animal Shelter for every Spud Kings hat trick.
Oorah!
Ladies, go thrifting for the holidays at Elsie's Closet, upscale resale women's fashion.
Right now, save on sweaters, boots, and jackets, festive socks, jewelry, pins, and bags. And they're now carrying Bumble and Bleat soapery and gift cards for holiday gift giving.
Elsie's Closet. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
We have a lot of fun here on IFAF. Believe it or not, we can be serious too, especially when it comes to helping Idaho buy and sell homes. When it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market too. We'll guide you through the biggest financial transaction of your life with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
Dead serious. Realtors by day, alive silly podcasters by night. Make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Link in post.
Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the one local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's crazy fast 250 service for $37 a month or their crazy fast gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support.
For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Get a jump on your holiday shopping for your out-of-town family or friends. Send them a unique, homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower. Our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out Teton T-shirts. These exclusive designs are not available in gift shops.
TetonT-shirts.com. Link in post. We're a real piece of Idaho Falls.
Welcome back to the first internet channel devoted entirely to Idaho Falls.
And there are way too many jingles.
Idaho Falls, IFAF.
I like what you're doing with your hands, but I can't replicate it. Yeah. It's too late at night.
Do your best.
Okay.
It's okay.
That's all we can
here,
do,
you,
right?
You can do a little bit of this.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Pee-wee Herman?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
It's a good move.
Or the Robert Downey Jr. move, which is just this.
Which honestly looks so good, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is basically voguing.
Uh-huh. Just like that. Yeah. Oh, you know what else is good marketing? Reed's Dairy, when they have a bad batch of eggnog, Alan Reed himself commented, somebody posted, hey, I got a bad batch.
Right.
I guess it was chunky or something.
Well, and I've kind of been hearing that for a hot minute.
Yeah. Well, so Alan Reed from Reed's Dairy personally posted under the post saying, yep, you know what, guys, we got a bad batch. Because right now, while they're rebuilding their facility after their fire, they're having somebody else do it. I don't know if they messed up the recipe or what exactly happened. Mm-hmm. But bad batch, he said, good news, we should be back to normal starting now, like for the holidays.
Oh, perfect. Good timing.
So don't let that bad batch of Reed's Dairy eggnog throw you and prevent you from getting some of what you want, especially that chocolate nog, you know.
You know, I actually have a friend who moved out of town who literally posted on Facebook, man, I'm really going to miss Reed's Dairy Eggnog this year.
Yeah.
So I think that says something. And also, they've had how many years of consistently excellent eggnog? 1 year should not be the thing that derails you from loving it.
But you know what? You know? When the owner literally owns it.
Yeah.
Man, I'll go through two bad batches of your eggnog.
Yeah.
Just to continue drinking it in the future, Reed's Dairy.
I would even go as far as like five.
Yeah.
Five bad batches of eggnog. And realistically, not only is that good marketing, it's good ethics.
I'd walk through a mile of your cow shit to taste one of your ice creams.
I mean, genuinely. Yeah. Accurate though. You know, and that's the thing too, like how you can tell that a company is good is when they own up to stuff like that and they say, customers, I've heard you. You are correct and we're fixing it.
Like,
you
know, Mike and Carly, you're absolutely right. We'll get a new sign. You know, just something that quick and easy.
Exactly. Yeah. You're such a brat. I hope you know that. But no, that's the thing though. Like, it's the fact that they are so transparent and honest. Like, don't lie to me. Don't sugarcoat it. Just fix it. That's all we want.
Yeah, got it. So the Idaho Lottery did something fun.
Oh, yeah?
They just held a Name That Scratch Game contest.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think that's, you know, sort of like name that snowplow.
Yeah, I love that stuff. And I think it's so smart to crowdsource your names for stuff.
Kinda.
You know, it's like having a marketing department without having to pay them.
Yeah, I've got a friend whose dog, this was 10 years ago or more, his dog made it onto an Idaho Lottery scratch ticket. And you bet your ass I was there buying 10 of them.
Right, of course. And also, that's amazing. All his friends and family. And I kind of want to see that dog.
Rest in peace, homie. I still have the ticket somewhere around. I've got one of them.
I love that. That must have been a good looking dog.
It was a cute dog.
Yeah, that's important.
Emo's pretty cute too, though. Now he has a cat.
That's nice.
Anyway.
I do love Emo.
So the winner of this contest is from Idaho Falls, Gary Gaskill.
Gaskill?
Gaskill? Yeah, it's close.
I mean,
it's one of those.
That was the discarded name for GasX.
Yeah. GasKill. Anyway, Gary came up with the name Yeti to Party.
I like that.
Like ready to party.
I can already imagine the ticket.
It must be winter themed. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see a giant Yeti with a party hat.
You know, I was actually envisioning one in one of those like disco jumpsuits.
Yeah.
Like with the really flared bottoms doing like the point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it. Runners up included Jamie Jensen of Rathdrum. Do we have a Rathdrum, Idaho? I kid. Who took second place with Cheddar Getter.
I love that.
And Jennifer Boosman of Middleton.
Ooh, that one have a little mice on it. That'd be cute.
Carly's obsessed. How's your baby mouse doing?
He's so good. Yeah. He's on to solid food, which thank God, because I was really missing sleep by the end of that. And he loves his new cage, and he's so sweet still. He was just hanging out with me the other night, and he was being so cute.
And also, thank goodness, because Carly's place is the wild animal kingdom, and I don't mind that. We watched, we'll talk about the Paul Tyson fight here in just a second. We watched it at her place. But when your baby mouse, before it switched to solid foods, that made my place the wild animal kingdom too.
Yeah. Well, but also, like,
you had to feed him every 2 hours.
Well, and also, it's a controlled chaos, you know?
No, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, third place. I'm glad. What's your mouse's name?
Dancer.
Dancer. I'm glad Dancer's doing well.
And he's so cute. And he's so sweet.
And he enjoys leftover Halloween candy.
He does. He loves his chocolate. Yeah. Which, if you didn't know, that is safe for mice and rats.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm not poisoning my pet.
Mm-hmm. Third place winner, Jennifer Boosman of Middleton with Castronaut.
Which is a pretty cool name, by the way.
Yeah. And I like it.
And I can also see that one. Like, they're such illustrative titles, you know?
All three of them.
Yeah.
Anyway, Gary Gaskill, for winning the Idaho Lottery's Name That Scratch Game contest with Yeti to Party.
Love it.
You're IFAF this week. Crisp high five, my friend. Whoosh. 21 finger gun salute. You. And chef's kiss.
To you, Gary.
Awesome job.
I hope he got paid for that.
Oh, yeah. So he got $3,000 in scratch tickets. Second place winner got $2,000. Third place winner got $1,000.
In scratch tickets?
Yeah.
So. Right.
And world fame, obviously.
Right, right. But it could be worth as little as $0.
Yeah, that's true.
Listen, every single year for Christmas, my parents get me a big old thing of scratch tickets. Every single year, if anything, I win less than the value, like less than the money they spent on them.
Right.
You know?
Hey, but gift giving.
Right.
You know, I really like the idea of giving scratch cards.
Right. It is a cool concept. I'm just really unlucky.
Because that whole, this could be a big winner thing while you're scratching it off.
Right.
You get a little rush out of that.
Well, my brother's won a couple $100 when he's done, like, from those same ones.
I
really am unlucky with that stuff. I can't gamble. I can't scratch. I shouldn't put money anywhere where money shouldn't go.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
You know what else those scratch tickets are good for? Is that, do you ever play that when your family gets together over the holidays, play that plastic wrap ball game?
Oh, yeah.
Where you start wrapping a ball of plastic wrap into a ball.
Oh, yeah.
Redundant.
But I've been one of those people who makes the ball. Yeah. It's a lot.
Put in like a $1 bill here and there and a scratch ticket.
Yeah. Chapstick.
Yeah. Whatever.
Hand lotion.
Whatever the dollar store has that week.
Yeah.
And then you sit down with, I don't know, 2 to 10 people. And they each get a turn, you know.
Yeah.
Tearing through that ball.
The best part is if you have them wear gloves while they do it.
Oh.
Yeah, because then it's even harder.
Playing on hard mode.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Like winter gloves?
Yeah, like Dollar Tree little knit gloves.
Okay, yeah. Just found out about this coming up December 20th. That's a Friday at 6 p.m. Guess what's back? Back again.
Oh.
The UTV Holiday Light Parade is back.
Oh, Shiny's back.
Tell a friend. Yeah. That was really cool last year. We caught the tail end of it. I don't remember what we were doing that night.
Oh, we were out and about.
There was some video on the show a year ago. But it was really fun, and people got really creative with how they blinged out
their stuff, their UTVs, vehicles.
Yeah.
And this upcoming year, I would really like to dedicate a little bit more time for it, because the little bit that we did see last time was so good.
It was great.
I have to assume that the rest was amazing.
Well, here's the route. It starts at Mountain America Center. So again, it's 6 p.m.
Oh, nice.
Okay. It loops around the Riverwalk Trail. And then I think, did it end at Key Bank last time, right by the water tower?
That's
I think so.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah. So
that's where I remember it.
You got plenty of places to park and cheer them on and see the pretty lights drive by you.
I was going to say, what a great place to start because of all the parking.
I love a parade. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All this parking and staging that they can do.
Yeah.
Anyway, look forward to that.
Well, and we certainly didn't utilize the Mountain America Center as much last year.
Yeah, we didn't. When we were driving, okay, so we went and showed homes this past Friday night. Just as it began to snow.
Of course.
It was our last showing. And we were driving from the east side to the west side. Yay, Pancari Bridge. Yeah. But Snake River Landing, didn't those trees, they've got the trees all lit up already.
So magical.
Just all one color, sort of an off-white or yellow.
A warm white is what you mean.
A nice gold.
Yeah. And I will say, as we were driving to that house, I was like, see, this is why you want to live on the west side, because then you see all of those beautiful city lights in historic downtown as you drive in and out of town. And considering that you're going to get off work by the time it's dark, it's kind of a nice little thing to drive by to boost that serotonin.
There's a few people who are still saying the West will rise again.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're okay, we have three groups of people listening: the people that want to live here, thinking about coming here, the people that do live here, and the people who used to live here. The East Side has been where it's at since about 2000 because of Edwards Theater and the whole Hit Road thing. But there are those people that are still holding on to hope.
Yeah.
The West will rise again.
Well, and so I used to live on the west side of town, and it was so nice and quiet. That's the thing. I feel like there's always that one part of town that's really nice and quiet, and then that's the next one that gets like overdeveloped, you know, and they get all of the really cool stuff there, which is nice, but it's also like, this isn't why I moved here.
Right.
You know?
Three quick things and then treat time.
Love it.
All right. More loud booms in Rigby and Rexburg. Corroborating stories in Salt Lake and St. George. We're talking pet anxiety from all the booms.
Aww.
One person claimed that it opened a door of her house.
Holy guacamole.
The vibration was so powerful.
Yeah. I mean, either that's a really weak lock or that's a really loud boom.
Theories include Air Force exercises, and there have been maneuvers.
Right, right.
Even in Boise, there have been some. Meteors blasting in underground mines, blowing up Tannerite. I don't know what that is. You know, Occam's razor, the principle that says the most likely explanation is oftentimes the best one.
Right. Or as I've heard before, if you hear hoof prints, think horses, not zebras.
There you go.
Yeah.
Would dictate that, I don't know, it's planes going over the sound barrier. You know, we talked before about UAP could go, I don't know, from Area 51 to Idaho Falls, Idaho, going Mach 10 in 3.5 minutes. But I sort of took a deep dive on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I learned about Aurora and the Black Manta aircraft. And apparently, like, since the early 90s, if these non-government, non-official sources are to be believed, like, starting, like, around the time of the Phoenix Lights, we've already had aircraft that can move quickly like that, but not break the sound barrier. So but now also, my ridiculous theory has become overrun by even more ridiculous theories that disprove it. So what do I know?
Well, and I was going to say too, maybe they have it, but is it cost effective enough to use?
Right.
And maybe it makes more sense to use the stuff that does create a sonic boom.
We also want to mention,
it's aliens.
Maybe it's aliens. Maybe it's Maybelline. Also, and we'll talk more about this as we get closer, December 6th, 6 p.m., Fielding Memorial Cemetery, something that is very near and dear to my heart, the Christmas Box Angel Vigil.
Yes.
Yeah. We've talked about the Hales, mm-hmm. who sort of were instrumental in bringing this Christmas box angel memorial statue to Fielding Memorial Cemetery.
Right.
If you have a child in your life that's passed on, know somebody who has. I went one year just sort of in memory of my sister for my dad. And it's a really healing experience.
Yeah.
Show up, dress warmly, bring a flower, and you mm-hmm. say the name of the child that's been lost as you place the flower at the base of the memorial, and you see the flowers pile up. I'm getting choked up thinking about it.
Yeah.
And if that means something to you, we'd love to see you there. Also, a couple of new restaurants are coming. We've already referred to Parkin' A.
Yes.
Parkin' yeah. A Italia. Mm-hmm. I got a little sneak peek. I was a total creep. And here I am.
Did you peek in the window?
I'm looking in the window, and I didn't realize somebody was in there.
Oh, they thought you were a voyeur.
Maybe. They were doing something, hanging something up or something, but they're getting ready. Word is, they open tomorrow.
So exciting.
Tuesday.
Kind of a random day to start a restaurant, but you know what? Not a bad idea.
Yeah, maybe that's just, you know, to get the word out. And
right, right.
Can't wait for a new Italian restaurant. And it is owned by the same people who do XVIII 18.
Ooh, which I do like 18.
And the snake bite.
That's hot.
Do you know that building at Parkin' A used to be a Walgreens, I think?
Yes, I actually did know that. I've seen the old pictures and it's so cool.
Treat time?
Treat time.
All right, before we do treat time this time, we need to explain that we've got this brand new package, mm-hmm. this brand new intro all ready to go with visuals and audio.
Which is awfully fun.
And it's all AI. Mm-hmm. Everything you're about to hear and see was done with AI. Now, we tweaked the AI afterwards. We didn't just...
And animated it.
Right, and animated it.
Yeah.
But all the artwork you're about to see is mm-hmm. original AI. And...
the song you're about to hear is also AI.
And there, Carly pointed out some dead giveaways in the AI artwork that I didn't even notice.
Oh, yeah.
So see if you can. Now let's talk about this jingle we've got. Mm-hmm. It's got like a 5-second ramp.
Uh-huh.
And I'll just... vamp over the ramp. I'll walk up the ramp and hit the post. That's what you do in radio. It's like an art form.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you get to fill. There's like a 6-second donut that you have to fill
mm-hmm.
where you'll say, and we're trying what we're trying.
Yeah.
The snack we're trying. So the lyrics are, it's treat time, such a neat time, better than smelling feet time. Because that's what I came up with on the spot like 3 episodes ago. And then right. Brad ran with it, plugged it into a special AI machine.
Uh-huh.
And Brad, you're amazing, bro.
Such a sweetheart. Yeah. And I love his dedication to the show.
Of course, since coming up with the jingle on the spot, better than smelling feet time, I've come up with so many others. Like
I know. Kind of like when you used to do tuna time for your cat, you always came up with some fun new lyrics each time.
Yeah.
Well, and to be fair, for some people, it's not better than smelling feet time.
Yeah, right. Some people are into that.
Yeah.
You know. But like lyrics like, it's better than shredded wheat time.
That's good.
Pretty much anything is better than that.
I mean, shredded frosted wheat, though.
Some people like, the kid in me loves the... it's
as
better
a
than...
kid, that was one of my favorites.
Control-Alt-Delete time?
That's good.
Nobody
That's
good. Wants to hit that.
No.
So anyway, in that 6 seconds, you'll say what we're having.
Uh-huh.
And then big finish, and then we try the thing.
Jazz hands. Sounds good.
Jazz hands. Ready? Okay.
Go.
Here we go. I know when I hear this jingle jing... it can only mean one thing.
It's treat time, such a neat time, better than smelling feet time.
We're having some Flips covered pretzels in their limited edition holiday flavors.
Yummy.
It's treat time.
That was good.
These are Flips flavored covered pretzels. Mm. Now, they do new flavors every year.
Yes.
I've seen like last year, I think maybe it was peppermint bark.
Mm-hmm.
This year it's peppermint hot cocoa.
Right, right.
I've seen ginger snaps before.
This year it's snickerdoodle.
Let's dive in.
I do love me a snickerdoodle because it's really just a sugar cookie with some cinnamon on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see they come in different sizes. I got the big size inadvertently of the peppermint kind after Carly found... Where'd you find those?
Dollar Tree, of all places.
Okay.
Yeah, I was in there picking up. Oh my gosh, they smell so good. I was in there picking up other stuff, and I saw him, and I was like, you're coming with me.
I got these at Brougham's in Ammon.
Oh, my gosh. I love how you went to the bougie store, and I went to the cheap store. Okay, also, these smell just like a Yankee Candle. I want to live in this bag. It smells so good.
It smells like Christmas.
Yeah.
It smells like Christmas. And copyright infringement.
Oh, my gosh.
Two people will get that.
This is really good.
So good?
So good. Like, I might have to riot in the streets when these go away because they're really, really, really good.
You were just wanting a sweet and salty snack the other day.
I know. This is it.
All right,
this is perfect. It's so good. Also, like, the little bit of cinnamon to it just adds that, like, coziness. Oh, it's just delightful.
You want to switch?
Tradesies. I already don't like the smell of this as much as the other ones, but to be fair, I am a white chocolate girly.
Yeah, this is very Carly.
Yeah.
That's so Carly. This, it's just got a homey smell, right. Scent.
I mean, these are nice and minty smelling, but they almost smell like a mint car freshener.
Let me take that back.
Just what they smell like. They taste good. Are they amazing? No. But they're good.
I would say, yeah. The peppermint ones are all me.
Yeah.
And the snickerdoodle ones are all you. Oh,
you don't like them?
Yeah, not as much as the peppermint.
Okay. That's so, I mean, makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially because, like, those have a certain coolness to them.
Right.
And these are all warm and cozy.
Right.
You know?
I'm cold-hearted, as you can tell.
I wouldn't say cold-hearted.
And Carly is really the warmest, kindest person I've ever met. It's a good dynamic, isn't it?
Oh, man. These snickerdoodles, they're pretty dang good.
10 out of 10 would recommend?
11 out of 10. They're fantastic. I might be eating these the rest of the show.
I will say, this is the first treat time in a long time where I just kept eating regardless of thinking, you know, without thinking of my diet.
I was literally just going to say, you might not hear me unencumbered by covered pretzels the rest of the show because this is so good.
I save my sugary carb limit for special stuff, and this qualifies. Well done, Flips.
Okay. I've always loved Flips. I just like their white chocolate, or I guess yogurt-covered pretzels that they do, which is such a good way of being like, oh, they're healthy. They're not, but they're delicious.
And last but certainly not least on our list, the Jake Paul-Mike Tyson fight on Netflix last Friday night.
Fight?
What did I say?
You said fight.
Oh.
But I'm questioning, was it really a fight? Or was it a little hug sesh?
A lot of hugging. One comment I saw was, boy, great choreography, you guys.
Right.
Didn't it feel kind of staged and contrived?
A little bit. Yeah. Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
What people wanted to see when they went in was Jake Paul getting his ass absolutely handed to him.
Or I would have settled for Tyson getting his ass absolutely handed to him. Wouldn't have been my first choice.
No.
But then we all would have been like, oh, shit. But instead, it was this sort of like if WWE scripted the fight, you know?
Right. Yeah, kind of a participation trophy thing.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, everybody they paid their due respects to Tyson. Watching the fight, I could see the meeting with Netflix like 9 months to a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
They sat at the table. Tyson on one end, Paul on the other, all of their attorneys and representative, Netflix in the middle. They pitched the idea, right? Okay, I'm going to win, but only by a few points. I'm going to win by 5 points. And Tyson's camp went, no, by 3. And Netflix said, okay, 4 it is.
Right.
You know?
Well, and here's the thing. I think that Paul had to win for this because it keeps people watching.
Well, right. And Tyson's over. He's done with. He hinted he might fight again. He's not going to fight again.
Okay, but
unless
also,
there's another $20 million payday. I guess he made 20. Paul made 40. You know?
Okay, but also, here's
how... And good
how,
for you, Mike.
Here's how I know that this part was scripted. Are you going to fight again? Yeah, you know what? I think I do want to fight again. Oh, yeah, who do you want to fight? Oh, I don't know. Maybe his brother?
Yeah, and then Logan steps up. Like, okay, Logan, you do get your moment in the sun, too.
Like, just stupid.
Somebody
out
said,
of all of the people to fight, you want to fight another 20-something-year-old white boy?
Right. And, you know, Tyson, 31-year age difference. Paul was 27. Tyson's 58.
Yeah.
Somebody said, overhyped, waste of time. We both faked it. Sounds like my last relationship.
Accurate. Yeah.
And did you hear? Okay, maybe you saw this clip. Let's play it. This is a girl, and I think she's a YouTuber, Jazzy somebody or other.
Okay.
Interviewing Tyson, and she asks about his legacy. Let's watch.
His legacy?
Legacy.
What type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Well, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die, and it's going to be over.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before, someone say that as an answer.
Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when you're dead? You think somebody really wants to think about you? I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the fuck cares about me when I'm gone?
So I think he forgot he was talking to a kid.
Well, also, Mike, are you okay?
Well,
like, do you need a buddy, buddy?
I'm just saying that's a great man.
Yeah.
For Tyson to say, I don't care about my legacy. He's got a point.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're going to be dead.
What does that get you? So yeah, 8 rounds, 2 minutes each. Paul won 79 points. Tyson scored 73 points. I'm not sure. It depended on punches thrown and stuff.
Yeah.
One's landed. Somebody commented, I'd rather would have watched a BYU game. Did you see at the beginning, though, that they were interviewing Shaq and Gronk?
Yeah, I did see that.
And they both looked a little crunk.
Yeah, they looked like they were having a good time.
They did. Yeah. Shaq looked a little crossed.
Which, I mean, you gotta wonder, how much does it take to get to him?
Right?
I mean, like, speaking of, like, big, like hungry as a horse, you know. Like,
yeah.
He's what does a it big take old boy
to get Shaq and Gronk crunk?
Yeah, right.
At least three.
At least.
But we did We did find some exclusive footage of the rehearsal fight between, and this is exclusive, by the way. No
only
one else
here
in the world has this.
Mm-hmm.
But we have some rehearsal footage of the fight right here. Check it out.
Okay. Hard action from the beginning. We have Dimitrova, which is keeping her chin up, trying to land. Good blocking. Ooh.
It's interesting, Peter. You know, when they came in, they were smiling.
Yeah.
And it didn't look like perhaps taking it
That's
down.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I will also say, the only reason I teased Mike on his lisp is because I used to have one as a kid and I worked real hard to lose it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think I've earned that right.
Carly, I will leave you with this. I just realized something.
Mm-hmm.
Next episode is an opportunity that is just ripe for some massive puns.
I do love me a pun.
And here's why. Not only is it our Thanksgiving week episode, it's also episode number 69. Two activities that are notorious for
eating.
Shoving things in your mouth, I guess.
Nom.
Well, unfortunately, we've already used that as the name of one episode. Remember back?
Oh, shit.
Wasn't that a Pride Month thing? I want to say it was.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was some senator saying that, I think.
So, yeah, he was reading a Pride Month poster that he saw that said, I like vaginas. Nom, nom, nom. I think it was four noms.
Funny.
So, what are, we usually don't talk about the episode's title until after the episode's in the can.
Right.
But I think we need to maybe even put the vote up to listeners, viewers, what we ought to call episode 69 that airs Thanksgiving week. Should it be, this is the standard, the one everybody says on Thanksgiving, let's eat.
I mean, that's what came to my mind first. Yeah.
How about chow down?
Ooh, that's good.
Bless this meal.
Munchin' and crunchin'.
Gobble gobble.
Ooh, I like gobble gobble. That one works on way more levels.
That means two things. At least. Maybe three.
Ooh, gobble and gargle.
How about, time for pie.
Ooh, okay. I mean, that only works for a small sect of the group doing that.
Right,
especially
right.
Because usually that doesn't happen the first time, but okay.
I mean, it could be, depending on the two.
Yeah.
People at Thanksgiving.
Right, right.
Depending on the two people at the table.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, some people are real go-getters, you know? Yeah.
The classic wine and dine.
Yes, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I do like wine and dine. That's really good.
Or simply the word nice. Mm. We've got a lot of thinking to do, and so do you.
You know what? Leave your best title in the comments.
Yeah, any of those or one of your own.
Yeah.
In the comments, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, we're Yeti to party.
Well, that's it. We'll see you next week. Stay fresh, cheese bags.